grace, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Boy, I start out just have to say this, I announced that I was going to pass the seminary draft lottery, and there's a picture online of that countryman in the seminary and the lot together. Did you notice it? Did you see it? You know, Pastor Country has been telling us all this time, and he really brings it out a lot, actually. He's an only child, you know. But I think you better ask some questions to his family. That's not his younger brother there.
So this is a little snap.
sacrificing his place at the right hand of God as part of the Trinity, still is, but he gave up the glory and honor of it. The heaven that God had given to him from the beginning, and it was his, and he became man, he suffered and he died, and he was killed, and he rose again. Because he had done all that for you, for humankind, because he had done all that, he is given all power, honor, glory. This scroll represents God's plan of salvation, a continuing plan of salvation. Written on both sides implies God's plan is comprehensive and complete. And you might think it all happened in the Lord when Jesus rose from the dead. Salvation, our salvation is complete. Well, yes, the work is done for us. And we who believe in Jesus Christ and baptize in his name do have a place waiting for us in heaven. So Jesus has performed that part of the plan of salvation. But there's more to it. Not for us. We're now taken care of. We do still have to live in this world. Okay? Until he takes us out of it, we live himself, or until he comes again. We're part of the remainder that are here when he does, and then we will receive a promised inheritance in heaven with him. But we're not the only fallen thing in God's creation. Creation itself, the world, was affected by the entrance of sin in the Garden of Eden. The entire world, we're told, in the entire creation awaits its redemption. It cries out to God to be restored the way it once was in the Garden. And that's part of what Jesus has yet to do, is to be recognized by creation and the entire world, all the nations, and all the spiritual hosts that are out there. There are myriads of spiritual beings out there. Of course, we know about the good angels and heaven. But Satan and his angel hosts and all that he's done since, they're out there too. And there's a cosmic battle that needs to take place. Jesus has won the victory, but he hasn't officially declared himself to all these people and shown them and the world that he is the ultimate victor. And that is still to come. That will all happen on Judgment Day, Resurrection Day, Last Day, whatever you want to call it, all the same thing. So until then, things are still happening. And the scroll represents these things. The scroll is kind of a plan of what will happen, a battle plan, recognizing many things that will happen. So the rest of Revelation, basically, is the opening of this scroll seven angels, you know, and they come after each other. And some people think, well, that's, you know, this happened, all this had to happen, and then this next group of seven, and this next group of seven. But in reality, we understand in the Lutheran Church, it's cyclical. The same period of time is talked about over and over in groups of seven. And each group of seven presents a different facet of the history of the rest of the world. From the time of Pentecost to the time Jesus comes again is what's being described here. We're told, as I said earlier, that creation itself cries out for redemption and groans in anticipation of when Christ comes in and free it from the bondage of creation. One aspect of the seven seals and all that that's in there is how creation will continue to devolve, and because of its fallenness and all this, it will produce things that we haven't yet seen. We're told, for instance, we're told by scientists that there's climate change, there's a great warm-up happening, and that as it continues, and there doesn't seem to be a way to stop it, as it continues, the polar ice caps, North Pole, South Pole, but since it's getting warmer, they will melt. And when they melt, they add water to the oceans, and if they add water to the oceans are going to rise. And if the oceans rise 1 or 2 feet, many of our wonderful, beautiful cities like New York and Miami and Los Angeles and New Orleans, they're going to be underwater and no longer have it. We're told that is very likely the case of what's going to happen. Right? Maybe not in my lifetime, but maybe so. That's one of the things that nature is going to evolve into. There's also going to be much worse earthquakes, volcanoes, typhoons, tsunamis. All kinds of changes are going to happen in the physical world. We're told that in Revelation is one of the things that will show more of that. Salvation is needed by creating itself. Then there's another group of seven that talks specifically, and this all happened at the same time as the creation, how mean, vile, evil man will become against man. We see some of that now. We see sinful actions and thoughts and all that codified into the laws of some of our land, our states. We see murder of young, innocent babies codified in the law and the right to do that whenever we want. We can't stop them. You know, that kind of stuff. We see the erosion of God's plan for marriage being taken over by various other meanings and aspects. That's going to continue. It's going to intensify. Okay? So there's a picture of what's going to happen in creation. What's going to happen among us, and how evil and vile we're going to be with each other, or the world, hopefully not us. Okay? Hopefully not us. And then there's another one where it's a cosmic battle of good spiritual forces against evil spiritual forces. There's a whole seven things going on with that, because that's happening behind the scenes that we don't even get to see. That's all there. To be very confused. Wow. I hope I'm really uplifting you in my sermon. I hope you feel a lot better when you leave here. Well, maybe this will help. We don't have to understand all this. The important parts of Revelation are the little interludes between when these seven, various groupings of seven seals and seven this and seven that are subside. And that's the message that you would need in Revelation. That's nice to know that these things are going to happen and they're still under God's control. And that's part of what Jesus taking the scroll means. He has authority now. He is in charge. He is the one who can contain, thumb on, and maybe even permit these things to happen. But he's in charge, and when he says enough, it's enough. Right? And it all has to happen for God's complete plan of salvation of all of creation and the spiritual world and us and all that. Before Jesus comes and says, I'm here. And I'm in charge. And all that is evil and wrong will now be destroyed, and all my people will be gathered to be here. And that's the parts of Revelation that are important. They occur in chapter 7, which is actually one of our readings next week. I think it's chapter 11, has another one of those pictures, and then the last couple chapters of Revelation. Those are the good parts of Revelation that you and I need to hear. Because while Revelation has evil and mayhem and war in it, the message to you and I is this. God's people, you and I included, are sealed for salvation even in the midst of all the evil and the destruction that is in the world now and that which is to come. Jesus has authority over all that is, that was, and that ever will be. And as we'll read next week in Revelation 7, I believe it is, those of us who are baptized into Jesus Christ, our salvation is sealed. Our salvation is sealed. Just as he opens seals and it brings forth things that will happen, we are sealed in him. And even though our eyes see all kinds of mayhem and evil and war and shake our heads and wonder how the world has come to us, even though we are affected by earthquakes, tsunamis, boy, the tsunami comes into our world real trouble, but hurricanes and tornadoes and all this stuff, no matter what our eyes see, the picture of Jesus taking the scroll and being worthy means that he's still in charge. And that we are secure. We are sealed for salvation, no matter how bad it looks to us, now or in the future or anytime. So the message of Revelation is, Jesus is saying, I want you to know that things will look pretty good before I come again. I also want you to know that you're okay. You are my special people. You are protected. You are sealed. Even though you may have to experience some of these things and go through them, your salvation is assured. And no one or nothing can ever change that. That's the beautiful message of Revelation for you and for me. And it follows up on the sermon I gave last week, which I know you all remember. I'm going to ask a couple of you now to stand up and recap that for us. About peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that includes